You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvah Kuf Zayin. Start from Os Beis. We did Os Beis last time, but we didn't finish Os Beis, so we'll start from the beginning of Os Beis. Vidam Shechita Bazar. This we're now going to talk about for the next paragraph or so, that there's an Isra Me'ila to be Mayel B'Kachim, to utilize kachim for your own purposes. What about dam? So there are different scenarios of dam. Dam shechita. There is a Mishnah in Yuma, Nechesim Abayz, that says that after the Kohen Gadol completed all his avodas, avodas hapanim, he went to the kachim kachim, he went to the kodesh, he was zorek on the aron, zorek on the parecha, zorek on the mizbech hapanimi, all the dam would be collected. He would then go ahead and deposit all the leftover blood on the Mizbech, on the Yisoid HaMizbech HaChitzayin. That would then lean to a drain. The drain would then take the dam and deposit all the dam in the sodos, in the fields that were outside of Yerushalayim. But the Mishnah ends off saying that all the people who would receive the blood in their fields from the blood that was drained from the Kodesh, from the Yisrael Mizbeach, would have to pay Hekdesh. So the question is, why would they have to pay Hekdesh? So the Gemara says they would have to pay Hekdesh because at the end of the day, even though Midoraisa, there is no Me'ila after Naseis Mitzvasei, the Gemara in Psachim and in Yuma Ayintes says, Ein Davar Shenase Mitzvasa Umo Limbo. There is no such thing as an Avoida that has been completed to its end game, to its finish. Nase Mitzvasa Umo Limbo, a general rule. The Gemara asks from Trumas Hadeshen. Because by Trumas Hadeshen, that's Nase Mitzvasa. You've brought all the Evarim and Pedarim on the Mizbeach and you've burnt them off totally. And what's left there is a pile of ashes. But in the parsha of Trumas Hadeshen, it says you're supposed to take all the ashes off the Mizbeach, pile them next to the Mizbeach, and it says, Vehinicham Sham. And whenever the phrase Vehinicham Sham is used in the Torah, the Gemara is Dairesh, Ta'un Geniza. It needs Geniza. So the Gemara says, why does it need Geniza? Nasem Mitzvasai. It should be Mutter for Hana. So the Gemara says, Trumas Hadeshen is an exception to the rule, Nases Mitzvaso Ein Moelim Ba. So the Gemara says, learn from there. The Gemara says, this Shnei Ksuv Ma'abon Ke'echot Ein Malamdin. Because by Big Day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it also says, V'hinicham Sham. And the Gemara in Yuma and the Gemara in Psachim says, is Makloikas what V'hinicham Sham means. According to one Mandiyom, it means that Big Day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, after he's used them, Ta'un Geniza. So the Gemara where it says, why is it Ta'un Geniza? Again, Nasa Mitzvasa. The Big Day Kohen Gadol have completed their Avoida and their purpose. So the Gemara again says, both through Machadeshen and Big Day, not Big Day Kohen Hedrit, Big Day Kohen Gadol are Shneksum Abam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim and are exceptions to the rule of Nasa Mitzvasa Ein Malim Bad.
The Big Day Kohen Gadol came this year, the next year?
No, Ta'un Geniza, V'nichem Sham, Ta'un Geniza, right. Cannot be used for any purpose. Done.
No, for the Kohen Gadol himself also?
No. V'nichem Sham, Ta'un Geniza. And the Gemara says, but there's one man there who says that the Big Day Kohen Gadol are Mutter Bahana. What does he do? So the Gemara says he learns from Egla Rufa. That Egla Rufa, it also says Sham, Ta'un Kevura. I, Nasa Mitzvasa, the Egla Rufa is complete Nasa Mitzvasa. It should not Ta'un Geniza. So once again, the Gemara says Egla Ruf is an exception to that halach of Nasa Mitzvasa Eimayel Inbay. And it says Sham Sham, so V'hinicham Sham also by Egla Rufa. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says Shneksum Abam Kechad Ein Malamdin. In general, there's a rule Nasa Mitzvasa Eimayel Inbay. But the Gemara, both in Psachim and in Yuma Nuntes, says there are two exceptions.
So the fact that Ma'el Inbahem is driving what you need Geniza, you only need Geniza because of the din.
That's what the Gemara says.
Right.
The Gemara says, V'nichum sham ton geniza kavura, why? So the Gemara says, because in these cases there's an answer in Me'ila. as opposed to all other cases of Nasa Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, by Dam, Nasa Mitzvah should matter it Bahana. But the Gemara seems to say there was Mi'ila in all the blood that was drained out of the Azara. That's why all the people in Nachal Kidron had to pay for the blood. Meaning the blood was redeemed. The blood after Nasa Mitzvah, so there still was an Isra Me'il in the Dam. So all the recipients of the Dam in the fields that helped it fertilize their fields had to pay the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll discuss, as a Machlokes Rishonim, we'll see, what was that din? Was that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Because really the blood is Nasa Mitzvah.
If on the side of the din d'oraisa, they would have to pay for it before. Once it got to their field, they should have to pay a chomesh tumah. I mean, then they did me'ilah.
So I'm not sure when the payment was. It says nimkarit. So maybe the payment was before. I don't know. We'll see. He brings up that machlekes.
They didn't do an action.
Even though they didn't do any ma'ilah.
They didn't take it. It came by itself. Yeah. But all of me'ilah is
b'shoyduk. Yeah, but it's b'shoyduk, but it's still the ma'isa.
Also, they have to
do ma'isa,
so they have to pay me'ilah, korban, or shoyduk.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the time of the payment.
The chuyuk to put up barricades, they won't come into the field.
I don't know.
The mikdash is doing it to them.
Maybe the payment, I don't know.
But the fact that you can
it just says nimkorin. It doesn't say when the payment
is. You don't have to have intent, because b'shoyduk is only b'shoyduk.
Yeah, I said.
Who said you need a ma'isa? Once you can be over b'shoyduk, who said you need a ma'isa over here? I'm not sure
what Nimkarim is. I'm not sure.
If you say
the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Nimkarim. I'm not sure where. But nevertheless, Dam Shechita. We were talking about the Dam after Nasa Mitzvah Zrika. The halacha is Dam Shechita Bazar. What about the Dam Shechita? In other words, someone goes ahead and shechts a Behemoth Kachim. And from the Behemoth Kachim comes the Dam Shechita. Someone is makabel the dam shechita in a kli sharis. Now, let's say he utilizes that dam that's in a kli sharis, or let's say some blood misses the kli sharis and is then going in the drain. Is that dam mutar bahana? So the halacha is it is. The halacha is all dam shechita is mutar bahana, and there is no din mila by dam shechita. Why is there no Mi'ilah by Dam Shechita? So we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. We're on Ice Bays. We're doing Hilchos Mi'ilah. The Dam Shechita Bazar. Afilu Bekotche Kotchim Ein Mayel. Even if you're talking about the highest level of Kedushin Karbonos, an Oila is Kotche Kotchim. A Chatos. Yeshecht an oila, yeshecht the chatos. That dam shechita, there is no me'ilah.
I apologize. I said you're not coming with the final breakfast.
The gzeiras hakosav he she'ein mo'alim bedam shechita. You don't have to apologize. You realize that you actually, what's the right way to say it? You actually increased my ultimate respect that I have for Tzvi was increased. Because even though he had another commitment, he still came to the shir. And I appreciate that. The gzeres hakasav hu she'ein mo'alim bedam shechita. Afilu lifnei kapara. The lo na'aseis mitzvah adayin. There's a chiddush in the Torah that dam shechita, even before na'aseh mitzvah, even before you've completed the whole mitzvah and kapara, i.e. zrika on dam kachim, dam shechita, there is no me'ilah. Now, last time, I have to apologize. I think I misled you. Because I said I did not remember what the pasuk was. I think I said, Allah oreth tishbechenu kamayim. That was incorrect. What was I thinking of? At the beginning of the second parak of Pesachim, it's a famous machlokes Rabbi Avohu and Chizkiah. Whether every place in the Torah it says, lo socho, lo sochlu, there also is echad iser achila, echad iser hano b'mashma. So the Gemara has a whole slew of questions on the Mandi Amar that whenever there's an Isra Achila, there's an Isra Hano. One of the questions it has is by Dam. It says, Lo Sochlu, right? You're not allowed to eat Dam. But there is no Isra Hano on Dam. So there's a special limud for that. There are many cases that are brought with the Isur Echila without Isur Hanah. So what does that Mandi Amar do? So Gemara says there are mi'utim. And by Dam, there's no Isur Hanah because Allah Arz Tishbechanu Kamayim. But that's not the case by Mi'ila. The Gemara in Yuma Nun Tesomar Aleph on the bottom says there's a machlokes tanoim whether there is Mi'ila by Dam in the Azara, by Dam Shechita. The Gemara says, Kulei Amalo Plige Midoraisa, there is no Mi'ila. Why? So the Gemara says everyone is Darish the same Pasuk. So if you pass me the Chumash, hopefully I can find the Pasuk. There is a Pasuk that, and in the Pasuk there are three opinions as to what the limud is to teach us that there is no Me'ila by Dam Shechita. Once again, I do not have to have completed the Avoida for the Dam to be a Mutar Bahanah. The Pasuk says like this, so this is the parasha coming up this week. At the very end, it speaks about the Isser of Shchutei Chutz. And within the discussion of Shchutei Chutz, it says like this. Now, first of all, there's a pasuk we're going to need to know for the next paragraph of Minchas Kenech. So I'll read it here. The Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Umin Hager Hagar Besocham Asher Yochal Kol Dam V'Nasati Panai B'Nefesh HaOchel Ases Hadam V'Hichrati Osam Mikerev Amo. So that's the Isser for a person to go ahead and to eat dam. Then it says, why? Ki nefesh habasar badam hu? Because the life force of an animal or a living being is in the blood. V'ani nesativ lachem al mizbeach lechaper al nafsho sechem ki hadam hu b'nefesh yechaper. So there are three opinions as to what in this pasuk leads us to say that there is no Me'ila by Dam Shechita. Opinion number one, it says, V'ani nesativ lachem, and I gave you the blood, al mizbeach, l'chaper al nafsho seichem. Lachem means lachem nesativ, I've given it to you, v'lo l'me'ila. Meaning, I've given the blood to you and not to be maya. Meaning, it's in your domain, and there is no Me'ila Dam Shechita. Opinion number two is it comes from the word lechaper. Lechaparav nasati v'lo l'me'ila. It comes from the sake of kapara, not from me'ila. These are all limudim. The third limud is ki adam hu b'nefesh yechaper. Hu lifnei chapara kila'achar kapara. The status of the dam is consistent. And just like there is no me'ila after kapara, there is no me'ila before kapara. So the Gemara says, why don't we learn the other way? Just like there is me'ila before kapara, there is me'ila after kapara. So that's what the Gemara says. Lo matzasiv b'chol Torah kula. We have not found anywhere in the Torah davar shenases mitzvasai, where there is something that we've completed and done a mitzvah with properly, that there still is an Isser Hanah. The question is, how do we know that? How do we know kol dav davar shenases mitzvasai ein me'ila? So it's either a svara or there's a famous Shitas Taisus throughout Shas. Whenever it says,
how could the Gemara say we don't find any place? He just said the snake suvam.
Well, so then the Gemara after that says, but what about Trumas Hadeshen, where Nasis Mitzvaso, you've totally burned the Karbonos on the Mizbeach. Then it says, you take the ashes, Vehinicham Sham, Ton Geniza, that the Trumas Hadeshen needs Geniza. So Gemara asks on that. So the Gemara says, I have Trumas Hadeshen, and I have either Egel Arufa or Bigdei Kain Gadol, where you tone Geniza. They are exceptions. And they are Shneks of Mabam Kechar in Malamdim. Now you should know throughout Shas.
Tetechamor, after you do Arufa, you have to bury it, right?
So
you
can't. I'm not sure. Yeah.
If the Gemara would learn who the other way, now you would have Shlosha to and Malamdim. The whole kasha is why learn who that way, learn who this way.
Right.
So learn it the way that there is no Me'ila. And now you have Shlosha Ksuvim, which we all Malamdim.
And no. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara says that there is a Mandi, a Shnei Ksuvim, Abam Kechem Malamdim. And the Gemara very well asks, what do we do according to him? We say, Shlosh Ksuma Bam Kechad in Malandim. Everyone agrees, Shlosh Ksuma Bam Kechad in Malandim. Everyone agrees. Now there's a very interesting, famous Shitas Taisus throughout Shas, that when it says, Shnei Ksuvim HaBam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim, does that mean Malamdim in the other direction, or does it just mean Ein Malamdim? Meaning if I have two Psukim that tell me something, I cannot learn from that. I understand I can't learn from what those two Psukim are telling me. But does that also imply the converse? Meaning, do I also have a limud the other way? So you should know, Shitas Tais, Machlokes Rashi and Tais throughout Shas. Whenever it says, Shnei Ksuvim HaBam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim, does it mean that that is a limud for the other direction? So meaning, in this case, I have two psukim that say, even though Nasa Mitzvasai, Trumas Hadeshen, and Egla Rufa, both need Geniza. So even though Nasa Mitzvasai, they still are Asur Bahano. So does it mean I can't learn from them and I'm not sure what the other halach is in the other way? Or does it mean to imply that since they're Shnei Ksuvim, these are exceptions which imply the other halach the other way? So Taisus throughout Shas, you should know, holds that Shnei Ksuvim HaBam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim means Ein Malamdim in that direction, but you are Malamed that these two are exceptions, therefore the rule is the other way. That Shitas Taisus throughout Shas. It's found definitely in Kedushin when we speak about a woman. Meaning, a woman is not chayev in mitzvah says she has mangrama. So the Gemara says, what about Hakel, where she is chayev, correct? And I forget the other lima. What about Hakel and what about matzah? So the Gemara says, Shnei Ksuvim HaBam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim. Is that enough, the question is, to tell us that in mitzvah says she has mangrama in general, they're potter. Because in those two, the Torah goes at chayev. So Shitas Taisus says the fact that the Torah goes out of its way by matzah and hakel to say they're chayev and they are mitzvahs asei shehas mangrama would also teach us that in general they're potter. So that's Shitas Taisus. So Taisus would say that's how I know kol davar shenasa mitzvahs ein mayalim bo, because there are shnei ksuvim HaBam Ke'echad Ein Malamdim. According to the other opinion, like Rashi and other Rishonim would say no. It just means Ein Malamdim, but doesn't mean to tell me that I learned the opposite. The question is, what's the marker for Kol Dover Shanaseh Mitzvah So Ein Mayalim Bo? So it's interesting. So you can't say it's Dam, because the Gemara says, who by Dam? That I make a comparison before the Dam, before Kapara and after Kapara. So the Gemara says, just like Dam after Kapara, there's no Me'ilah, so to Dam Lifnei Kapara. The Gemara then says, why learn it that way? Why not learn Dam after Kapara has Me'ilah, just like Dam Lifnei Kapara? So the Gemara says it can't be, because Davar Shenaseh Mitzvah, so Ein, right, Ein Ma'olim Behen. So you can't say you learn from Dam, because Dam Gufa, I need to start with the premise that there is no Me'ilah L'Achar Naseh Mitzvah. So what the marker is for Achar Naseh Mitzvah Ein Ma'olim Bo, I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of it now. I did not look at it last night. I think there might be a Taisvis, if I recall, in Kol Shor that deals with this. But I don't remember it offhand. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ayin b'me'ila yid'alaf amad alaf, u'b'chul and kuf yid zayin amad alaf. Both those sugyas are of the opinion, correct, that Dam Shchita has no me'ila, because of these three limudim in the pasuk. Either lachem nasati v'lo l'me'ila, lechapara nasati v'lo l'me'ila, or who? Ma dam kapara ein bo me'ila, av dam lifnei kapara ein bo me'ila. Which means, interesting, that dam shchita, after you shecht an animal, the dam shchita has no din me'ila. However, it says, aval hamak is dam, Lebehemas kachem kachem. This halacha that there is no me'ila by dam kachem is only after a ma'isa shchita. But if before the ma'isa shchita someone bloodlets an animal, meaning for whatever reason he's worried that the animal is sick and he draws blood from the animal, you should know that any blood drawn from a behemas kachem, right now it's interesting. What does he say? Aval makis dam lebehemas kachem kachem. What happens if your mak is dumb? Kad shekalim. So there was a general rule which is interesting. It may be counterintuitive, you tell me. But the halacha is kad shekachim, right? Have me'ila michayim. Kodshe kodshe, machatos in an oila, and I gave you the classic example, you tear off its horn, that horn is asur b'me'ila. Shlamim, you tear off its horn, it is not asur b'me'ila, there is no me'ila. Kodshe kodshe, have no me'ila mechayim, and once the zrikas dam, right, that's a matir for kodshe kodshe. Why? Because kodshe kodshe, like a chatos, after the zrikas dam, it's matir the basar chatos for achilas kainim. Thank you. Kodshe kalim are the exact opposite. Mechayim kodshe kalim have no me'ila. But once you've gone ahead and done zrika, it's matir the emurim legabim mizbeach. The Gemara in Bava Kama Yeralef and other places says there's a special limud by kodshim kalim. It says lahashem to teach you after zrikas dam kodshe kalim, then have me'ila. So what about hakazas dam? What about bloodletting of a behemas kodshim prior to shechita? After shechita, the Gemara says that there's a limud of who? Just like the dam after zrika, there's no me'ila. Dam after shechita, lifnei kapara, there also is no me'ila. What about hakazas hadam? So it's a beferish of Gemara Me'ila that says, hamak is dam lebehemas kodshe kodshim, keva dehu mechayim, ve'en royal is zrika, molim bedam hazem min atoyah. Kodshe kodshim, hakazas dam is what? It has a din me'ila. Mashma from the Minchas Chinuch, and this is a shita of the Tzlach, which we'll mention in a minute. Kodshim kalim, there is no iser me'ila to do bloodletting on kodshim kalim. So if somebody has a shlomim, and there's a sugya in Bechoras and in Beitza, can a person go ahead and be makis dam bechor? There's a discussion about makis dam bechor, because you may incur a mum on the animal. So the Gemara says it's Tolei Machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda about Dover She'ena Miskaven. But what about an Isser Me'ila? So it appears there is no Isser Me'ila on Kachim Kalim for a Kazas Dam. But Kachim Kalim, there is no Din Me'ila until La'ach Azrika.
What's the Pasuk again?
This is the Pasuk, I'll read it to you. Ki Nefesh HaBasar Badam Hi V'ani Nesativ Lachem So one man, the Amr, says you learn it out from Lachem. Lachem v'lo l'me'ila. The other learned, I learned it out from L'chaper. L'chaper v'lo l'me'ila. Then it ends off the Pasuk. L'chaper al nafsho sechem ki adam. Who ba nefesh y'chaper? Who? Who means who dam? Dam achar kapara kadam lefnei kapara. Meaning that the dam before zrika has the same status as dam la'achar zrika. Ma dam achar zrika ein molim bo, dam lefnei zrika also ein molim bo.
I guess it's not considered dam lechaper lemzbeach until you've done shechita. Otherwise, mak is dam
lefnei. Oh, so I'll mention that. There's a taisvis. I'll mention it now because you mentioned it. There's a taisvis that I saw in at least two places. Yuma nuntes amud beis, the second taisvis, and in Zvachim Memvavim Adalf, where Rabbeinu Tam asked the question, you're telling me based on this limud who, right, that dam lifnei kapara has the same din as dam la'achar kapara. What about hamakiz dam? Correct? Hamakiz dam is lifnei kapara. So why don't I say there's no me'ila on makiz dam? So Tosfos says like you. Tosfos says that only after I've started shechita and the kapara process do I say there's no me'ila. So first of all, I think this far is the other way, correct? That after shechita I've started the kapara, it's more roi for me'ila. But anyway, what does Tosfos mean? I want to know what Tosfos means. Tosfos says that the Gemara says, who? Dam lifnei kapara, lifnei zrika, has the same din as dam la'achar zrika, correct? Meaning, just like the achas zrika naseh mitzvah, so there's no me'ilah. Dam lifnei zrika, there is no me'ilah. But Tosfos says you have to qualify that.
Because it's a dam, you're going to be zorik.
Oh, very good. So, one second. So Tosfos says, based on the Gemara Me'ilah Yud Aleph, where it says, Hamakis dam is over me'ilah, it must be that this heter, that there is no me'ilah on dam kachim, is only la'achar shchita. So it seems Mechachinuch is saying like you, only once the kapara process is starting, do you say that it is now dam, that there is no me'ilah.
He brings a bunch of Rishonim.
You see the meaning? No, you have to say that. Because the Gemara says Beferish, right? What does the Gemara say Beferish? The Gemara says Beferish. Ma dam la'achar kapara no me'ila. Dam lifnei kapara there is no me'ila. That's the Gemara. The problem is there's another Gemara me'ila yid alef in chulin kuf yid zayin that says hamakis dam there is me'ila. So you have to say there's a chiluk between lifnei shchit and la'achar shchit. Lifnei shchita there is me'ilah. La'achar shchita there is no me'ilah. So I'm going to tell you something very interesting. There is a Gemara that's very important for this discussion in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. So everybody always says, how am I supposed to know these halachas? Me'ilah chulin, Brachas Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. And what is the sugya there? It says, Ein omdim lihispalel. You're not allowed to go up in daven ella mipnei halacha psuka. So if you're really, really frum, and a guy's talking to you in learning, you say to the guy, I can't talk in learning, I have to daven, right? Can't think. So I remember Nissen Kaplan told me a funny story that he learned by Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And after the shir, he always had a lot of questions. Shlomo Zalman said, I can never answer any of your questions. We have to daven mincha right now. So he would never answer questions. He'd say later. So he came up with a chap that every question he would ask, he would make like a halachic shayla. So we're once learning Yehareg Valyavar. So I remember I had a big shayla in Yehareg Valyavar. So I said, and if this guy had a gun to his head, what would be the halacha psuka? So Shlomo Zalman laughed and said, that's not what it means, halacha psuka. The Gemara gives three examples of what a halacha psuka are. So the Gemara says one example of halacha psuka is the halacha rabzera. Isha haroa dam afilu ketipas chardal yoshev aleha shiva nekiyim. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, halacha psuka. Amar avoshia. Hamarim altfuasa, someone who doesn't want, who wants to avoid trumas and maestras, right, nichnatz b'motshala. He takes the grain into his house, derech karpipo or derech gaga. He doesn't go through the front door of his house. Halacha psuka number three, hamakiz dam shal behemas kachim. This is halacha psuka. This is not anything even halacha psuka. Hamakiz dam. Aser bahano umolin bo. It's such a halacha psuka that there's a tzlach 3 pages on that statement. And the tzlach statement is like this. What is the double lashon of hamakiz dam kachim aser bahano umolin bo? Aser bahano by kachim kalin. That bechayav there is no me'ila. That's aser bahano. And by kachay kachim, that is me'ila mechayim molim ba. So that halacha psuka needs to be interpreted to break up that phrase. Nevertheless, the Gemara says it's a halacha psuka. So old Taisva says no one can argue on that. It's a halacha psuka. So once again, if it's a halacha psuka, why is it that the Gemara says that dam lifnei kapara has no me'ilah like dam la'achar kapara? Hakazus hadam is lifnei kapara. So once again, Minchas Chinuch says, what's the reason? Kevan dehu mechaim ve'ein roi lizrika molim b'dam hazeh min ha'toyra. That when it says dam lifnei kapara has no me'ilah, that's only if it's dam haroi le kapara, that there's been a ma'aseh shechita. What's the svara? So I was wondering what the svara is. Does it mean, now let's keep in mind, there are three separate limudim in the Gemara why dam shechita is no me'ila. One is that it says lachem v'lo l'me'ila, lachaper v'lo l'me'ila, and the third one is who? Dam lifnei kapara, who kedam l'acher kapara.
Well, that's clear.
That is lachaper, even though lachaper is a different limud, do you say that this idea is a synthesis between the limud lachaper and the limud who? Meaning that Tysus is saying even the Mandi Omer says who? Dam lifnei kapara, dam l'acher kapara, also is relying on the other limud lachaper. Is that what you would say? I don't know. I mean, do you want to say that there's a combination of limudim? Because at the end of the day, Tysus Shita is, based on the steer in the Gemaras, that even Dam Lifnei Kapara is only Yotze Midei Meila L'Achar Shita. So I find that a little problematic. Why? Because I will ask you a general, we're now in Zvachim, correct? What daf we today? Ches, Tes, I don't know. One of those?
Tes.
But I will tell you a general Chakir and Kachim, which you should keep in mind, from now to the end of Kachin. Many of the Achronim, I don't want to say all, but many of the Achronim want to know, what is the din of Shechita by Kachin? Is the din of Shechita by Kachin that, you know what, Karbonos you have to eat. And even if you're not eating this Korban, the only thing that's royal is Beach, is Mashki Yisrael. Something that's Mutar Bachila. Therefore, Shechita by Kachin is just like Shechita Schulin. It's a Mater for Achila. Or is Shechita an essential avoida that is part of the talich and the hamshacha of being maktish the korban?
It's kosher bizarre.
So is that a raya?
It's something of a raya.
So all the achronim discuss this. Now it comes up in a sugya mem zayin amar alef, which says hamisasek b'kachim is possible, but misasek b'chulin is what is okay. Meaning, if a guy has a knife and someone hits him and the knife does a ma'aser shechita, by chulin it's perfectly okay, as long as it's koyach adam. By kachim, if a guy has a knife and someone hits him and he's shoyched kachim, misasek b'kachim is possible. So if the ma'aser shechita, the achronim say, is just like chulin, a matir and achila, why should ha misasek b'kachim be possible? It is a limud. Furthermore, they say, many achronim, I know Rav Soloveitchik used to say this, that this question of what is the nature of shechita by kachim is totally on a three-way machlokes rishonim. If I would ask you, is the knife for shechita, you're a kohen, is the knife for shechita klisharis or not? A Mishnah Chulin says I can do shechita what? Mishnah Chulin says I can do shechita with a rock, with glass. Nice. How about kachim? You come to the base of Mikdash Tzvi, and they go, I need the knife, okay? And they say, sorry, no knife. You take out, I don't know what, you take out on a piece of glass or something, I'm doing a shechita. Can you do that? Can I do shechita's kachim with a piece of glass with a rock? What's the answer?
Yes.
Okay, there's going to be a bezdin over there in the base of Mikdash to answer this shayla. So they're going to say it's a three-way machlokes rishonim. Okay. So that's what I would say. And they'll say, what's the halacha psuka? So what's the three-way machlokes rishonim? So we say every morning, or we're supposed to say every morning, kadshei kadshem shchitasem betzafon v'kibol daman bichli sharis. So Tysus Medayek, it says v'kibol daman bichli sharis. Only from Kabbalah ve'elech do you need a kli sharis. So one sheet in Tysus is shechita does not go near klisharis. Proceed with the rock. Tzvi, go ahead. The other sheet in Tysus says that's not true. Even shechita needs a klisharis. And then there's a very interesting sheet in Harambam. They all talk about, Evan Ozel talks about it at length, is that lechatchila you need a klisharis, but b'dieved it's okay even without a klisharis, which is a very strange shita. Are there lechatchila and b'dievets by doraisas, which is a separate question.
All these gemaras in Zvachim, when you shechted l'shem, a different korban and all that, if it's not part of the... How could you pass a korban if you shechted?
Right, if the shechita is just a shechita schulin, right, I mean all the machshavas are what?
So it seems that it's part of the hakorban.
Right, talich hakadosh, correct. Now, I once heard the name of Rav Schechter, something very interesting from Rav Eliezer Silver, which I don't know many things in his name. But maybe in Ohio there were a lot of things going on in his name, or Cincinnati and Cleveland are totally different.
Father was very good.
Really? So it's interesting. There's a sugya in Kedushin that says there's a question of whether Bali Chaim Nidachim or Bali Chaim Eino Nidachim. Has this come up in Kedushin? It comes up in Kedushin because the Gemara says that if you're Makadesh Chatzi Isha, it's not a good Kedushin. Because Lo Chazi Itata Lebetre. So the Gemara has an interesting question. V'nifshatu Kedusha Bekula. A man goes ahead and Makadesh Chatzi Isha. Let the Kedushin that begins on half of her be mispashet the heart. So the Gemara says, like Kachim. The Gemara says, is that true? Didn't Amar Rabbi Yochanan write, Shnei Shortfim? If two shutfim have a behemoth, and one of the shutfim is makdish his half, the Gemara says if the second shutf comes and is makdish his half, it's pasul. So the Gemara says, "I v'nifshu kedusha b'kula." So the Gemara says, "No. When there's another guy involved, when you are makdish your half, you can't be your kedusha cannot go ahead and extend to his chelik." The Gemara says. From Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? Shnei Shutfim, Shutf Echad Makdish. The Gemara says Shmamina Plus, Bale Chayim Nidachim, Yesh Duchi Bedamim, Yesh Duchi Meikara. What does that mean? That it became a half a korban when one Shutf was Makdishim. A half a korban cannot go ahead and go to government's Beach. So since the animal had a status at one moment of Kedusha without the possibility of Hakrava, that created Dichui on the whole Korban. So the Gemara says, Yishmamina from Rabbi Yochanan, even while the animal is alive, Balei Chayim Nidachim. So Rabbi Blazer Silver said, what does that mean, Balei Chayim Nidachim? There are two ways to learn it. Either it's a special din in Balei Chayim, meaning that when an animal is alive, there are certain halakhas that don't apply to it. For instance, an animal that's alive cannot be makabel tumah. Meaning, an object that has living, certain halachic parameters don't apply to it. Is that what it means, or it means no? That since there's no shchita yet, meaning balei chayim is another code word for it hasn't been nishchat yet. Meaning, you could only have dichui after shchita. Because shchita is part of the talich of kedusha. Meaning the animal does not receive a certain status for dichui until there is what? Until there's shechita. It says, L'may nafka mina menachos. Menachos are not alive. Do you say there would be dichui on a mincha before kedusha and a kli sharis? So he's not sure about that. But he says that's the nafka mina. If you're going to tell me it's a din that the animal's alive, then by a mincha that wouldn't apply. There wouldn't be, then you'd say yesh dichui before the kamitza and the kedusha b'kli sharis. But if you're going to tell me what dichui michaim or ein duchim michaim is, it's totally on whether it could be dichui before shchita, then shchita has a parallel in menachos. What's the parallel of shchita in menachos? First taisus in menachos.
Put in the kli sharis.
Right, kedusha's kli sharis, right. So that was his chakira, Blazer Silver. What does that mean? But what you see from his Torah is that shechita is a makdish, meaning part of what shechita does is elevate the kedushas of korban on its way to kapara. So if that's the case, then even though I would say the exact opposite, there is no me'ila before shechita because the animal does not have that level of kedusha yet. After shechita, there is me'ila. The halacha is the exact opposite lehalacha. When your mak is an animal, there is me'ila. After shechita, the pasuk kicks in and says there is no me'ila.
Only on the dam.
Right.
Only on
the dam. But this is only regarding dam. But you see, if you tear off a horn on kachakachum, there definitely is me'ila. So you see, it has nothing to do with shechita. You can have me'ila before there's any shechita because it's only the kabbai dam that we have to shayla. It's dam la'acha shechita or even before shechita. But everything else in the animal is me'ila before shechita on kachakachum. So you see, it's not, you don't need shechita to elevate it to kedusha yet. For some reason, it's a special there's a kosher by dam. But it's not, you can't say overall that you need shechita. Because when you tear off a horn, it is me'ila.
Halacha psuka.
That's true. But even if you're going to say that, there is something that Shechita might do in addition to that.
Shechita brings the dam.
Shechita only for dam, regarding dam, it elevates it to the Tal of Kedusha.
There's no dam, you don't need it for
anything else. That's a funny thing to say.
The problem is, it's Meferish Gemara in Sotah Yedalim Beis that says that Shechita is Mekadosh the Korban. The Gemara says it in Sotah Yedalim Beis.
But not regarding Me'ilah.
I understand that regarding
else, yes.
I understand.
For the Arba Avodas, yes, it's part of it, but not for the Arba Me'ilah.
I understand, but nevertheless, it is interesting that before, what is this idea that before Shechita there is Me'ilah? After Shechita there is no Me'ilah. Is that just a synthesis of the Psukim and the Limudim?
Yeah,
but it's strange because they're separate Limudim, correct? One limud is lachem v'lo l'me'ilah, lachaper v'lo l'me'ilah. The third is who? That who dam lifnei kapara ka'acha kapara. And that's the limud we're going on, correct? Who dam lifnei kapara ka'acha kapara, but that's only true after Shechita. Because only after Shechita is a royal Zrika. So maybe that means, is that utilizing the pasuk before also lachaper? And saying this limud is not independent, is that what you want to say? That bothers me.
It's not using lechaper as a, it's like two limudim, but it's who, but you have to read in the context of the pasuk. Who lechaper alam zbeach. It has to have a gather of kapor alam zbeach. But it still has to be in the world of kapor alam zbeach. And it could be...
Why? Based on the pasuk?
Yeah.
Or I was thinking based on a sfarah. If you have a hekesh of comparing dam la'acher to dam lifnei, the dam lifnei has to be comparable to the dam la'acher.
There's a little machshavah.
And the dam lifnei has to be also royal l'chapara, like the dam la'acher. Yeah?
He said
the Torah titles off what the who is. It's the chapar. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
You can't ignore the chapar.
It's the same dam.
You can't split the dam.
It's similar to what I'm saying, that the dam has to be comparable.
But it's not that they're using two limudim, the chapar v'lo l'me'ilah.
Meaning the dam lifnei kapara l'acha kapara has to be the same consistent dam. It has to be, b'havyasa has to be part of the same talich. B'havyasa means it has to be the same identity of dam. And only l'acha shechita is the same identity as dam. Okay.
I just want to say there's a little machshava in here.
Yeah.
That it's your blood. It's zetach hazeh. When you do sprinkling, the reason it's kapor is because you're considering it as if it's your blood.
Like the Ramban,
yeah. The Torah is telling you that exception to the rule. This is not anymore the korban. This already became your blood after Shechita. And that's the kapor you get because you're putting it on the mikdash. That's the way I would understand the machshava. And that's the same dam, the dam that you're being zorik. That's the one.
Why is it totally in the word who?
Yeah, no, it's your sfarah. It's much more consistent with the other limudim. Your sfarah, which I accept as a nice sfarah, is more consistent with the other limudim, right? Lachem v'lo l'me'ila. Lachaper v'lo l'me'ila. Not so much who. The dam lifnei kapara k'dam la'acha.
Kind of the same idea. Even three psukim with the same idea.
Anyway, you have this very interesting halacha, which is... Right, which is, I don't think on the Dirshut test on Brochas they're going to ask this, but nevertheless, it is an interesting nuance. When is there Me'ilah on Dam Kachi? Only Lifnei Shechita. La'achar Shechita, there is no Me'ilah, which is interesting. La'achar Shechita, the more that you're Maktish, the more that you're elevating, the closer you're coming to Kapara, that's when it's Yotzi Midei Me'ilah. That's the halacha based on the stira of the two gemaras.
The third halacha psuka by Makis Dam is what? This?
Yes.
Makis Dam Mechayim.
It says Hamakis Dam Kachim. The Gemara has a double lashon. Asur Bahano Molimbo. So the Tzlach says, why does it have a double lashon of Asur Bahano Molimbo? Because each one is going on a different category. Asur Bahano by Kachay Kalim. Because you can't have Me'ilah Bechayim by Kachay Kalim. Umolimbo by Kutche Kutche. That's what the Slav says. That's the Gemara. Hamak is dam kutchim aser bahana umolimbo. That's the third halacha psukah.
Slav is a noidi vivida, right?
Yes. He has many pages in the halacha psukah. Matter of fact, on all the halachas psukas, he has about 6-7 pages.
And that's in one Gemara that are those three halachas psukas, or they're scattered?
No, same Gemara, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph says, and what are three examples of halacha psuka? Tipas dam kechar dal shiv nekiyim, marim adamat fuesu, makis dam kachim. Those are the three halacha psukas. Okay.
It's funny, the Rambam, in the back of the Rambam, he brings his Siddur HaTfilah. And he brings the case that after you say he was wrong to no shir, you say Rabbi Zeira, the Afilu Tipa Kacharno.
Really?
So someone just asked me, says, this is the weirdest halacha to bring that you should, you know, from Torah say it. But now I understand why. Because it's one of three cases of halacha psuka. And why the Rambam brings that one?
The first one. It's the first example.
Yeah. So I told the guy, I think that's just because it's the flip side of Ein Lohem Shir. Bikur Rav Ryan is Ein Lohem Shir on the good side, that you can do it unlimited. And typical cardinals.
But as always, the simplest answer is probably the right answer, no?
Yeah. But there's no fun in just the simplest answer.
Be careful. You can't use Torah for your own hanah.
No,
Allah Subsuka.
Isn't that called Akim's razor?
You have to have no mitzvah by Torah. It's a part of the mitzvah.
That's called Akim's razor. Do you remember Akim's razor?
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue with the next paragraph. We should blow through because we covered most of it outside. V'nihad de'ein ma'olim b'dam shchita afilu kodem zrika. Das hat slach b'brach Hashem. That what I told you. Deis moi davka mi me'ila. Avol isin the rice ikalahan as kodem zrika. That's what I'm telling you. Like he said, the halacha psuka is hamakis dam kachim asur bahana, which means even by kachay kalim where there is no isur me'ila. Correct. Where there is no isur me'ila, there's still an isur hana. So the tzlach says, just like by kachim kalim, that there is no me'ila, mechayim, there's an iser to be nene by makis. So too by kachay kachim, where there is no me'ila la'achar shchita, there is an iser d'oraisa. He never spells out what the iser d'oraisa is, what it is. If I were to ask, what exactly is the iser d'oraisa, he never says what it is. But he assumes, based on the memory that says hamakis dam kachim, asur bahano umolim bo, that double lashon, that even when there is no me'ila, there's an iser hano.
Because it doesn't belong to you; it belongs to kachim.
And what's the iser? Gneva gzela. What is it?
It's that kind of an iser.
That kind. But what is it specifically?
It doesn't belong to you.
For instance, if you wanted to give a guy hasra, if you said to the guy, don't do this, asur midoraisa.
קודשים הוא מוקדש להשם, אז הוא מוקדש להשם.
זה ספרה, זה מחשבה. מה היסור, מה המוקר? מה היסור?
This is קורבן. קורבן אוסור בענועי. כל קודשים הוא אוסור בענועי. מילה זה איך את החיוב? יאהב במילה, הוא אוהב במילה. זה חיוב בפני עצמו, יעבור היסור. אני אומר, בגלל שזה קורבן, שזה קודש, דבר שהוא קדוש. הרי את מקודשת לי, הרי את מקודשת לי, this is בקידושין.
You can't take somebody else's wife. But if you lean on somebody else's behavior, you have an offer, you don't have to pay him.
I don't understand it,
slowly. As behavior, is Minishmoyo, is Minish Kanganov. The Ila is a Ganeva.
It's what they mean.
Neighbor will come here. If the Torah said there's no meal, it means there's no neighbor.
No. Neighbor is two things. To be, it's not poshuting. Chaim in Basel, Meila is not good. It's not neighbor. It's not
neighbor. Yeah, need a
poshuting. It's not neighbor. But first of all, is or not is no meila is a part from itself. Meila. אין כל עוד שזה כבר שחיתה, זה כבר, I don't take from something, לראות איזה נשחת, איזה ניסו את הקודש ברוך הוא. ובריסור הנועה, יש לנו איסור הנועה עדיין. זה איסור כמו כל קורבן, אסור ליהנות. I just told before, הרי את מקודשת לי, תסי בקידושין, בייסון ובייסון, כל זה מקודשת לי. לא שם הקדש, רוסיס בוטיס מי, מקודשת, before you מיוחדת לי, because you belong to me, you have הקדש for the other world. It's combined. What is מוקדש להשם, it's מיוחד להשם, it's קורבן for הקדוש ברוך הוא, is the reason, is the also
the what's the punishment?
If Charlotte said take kol hagmarot ba'olam, aval yesh baya. Habaya she'ein lecha makor v'pasuk she'yesh yisur lezeh. Zeo.
Okay.
What's the punishment?
B'chol oifin.
Kedushin
is Israel, right? Lo sinah, se'a pasuk. Okay, b'chol oifin, the Tzlach says that you should know, even if there is no din me'ila, like by kodshim kalim mechayim and kodshe kodshim la'achar shechita, it's called Issa D'oraisa. Once again, we're going to have to find what this Issa D'oraisa is.
Does he extend that to kodshim, let's say you rip up a horn on a shloman, is it no me'ila because it's mechayim, but is there Issa Hanah? Does that mean all over the Issa Hanah?
I don't know.
Even if there's no me'ila?
I don't know, because he's...
Or
I don't know.
Just got down.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
According to him, it would be also on everything. Because the Lashon Kodesh makes it also.
Okay.
I kind of agree with that.
Let's continue.
Ula'achas
Rika, Gevin Shanasas Mitzvasa, Ein Molim Vafilo Issa Dorais Lecha, right? But it's interesting, after Zrika Zadam, and like we said, Nasa Mitzvasa.
The Issa Aleph, which we read last week, on the bottom of it, he says, it's bring the test in the door. Kodshim kalim de'ein bohem me'ilu v'chayeyem, dafka me'ilu ein bohem, avol isa tera yesh l'honis v'hem, ken kosu v'tesu v'in adorim.
Okay, fine, I saw that.
It's Muru. Rashi.
So it probably is based on a Gemara in Makkos Yudgai Gimel Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin Pehei Amud Aleph, that all dine me'ilu learned out from Truma. Chet, chet from Truma, right? The word chet is written by Me'ilah, the word chet is written by Truma. The Gemara learns in many places, chet chet is a gzera shava. And since by the Gemara says, azhara minayin, the Gemara in Makkos and Sanhedrin. What's the azhara? Chet chet, Truma from Me'ilah. Just like by Truma, it says, v'lo yechalalu, res kotche b'nei, it's kotche b'nei Israel. So too, lo yechalalu, by all kotche. That's probably the makar. If that's the case, you should get Malkus. And we're not talking about Malkus here, we're talking about just an Isser. So it's interesting what that Isser is.
The Michelin Melech is probably 10 pages on.
Okay, let's continue. Ula'achar Zrikasa. The question is, what happens La'achar Zrika? So La'achar Zrika, it's Nasas Mitzvah. So as I mentioned a few times already, the Gemara in Kol Shah and Yuma says, La'achar shenases mitzvaso, there's no me'ila ever. There's no isser hana. La'achar shenases mitzvaso.
With two exceptions.
With three exceptions, the Gemara exceptions. Says. Trumas hadeshen, bigdei kohunen, egla rufa. Three exceptions. Those are the three exceptions to nas mitzvaso. However, the Gemara says that even though technically, after zrika, la'achar shenases mitzvaso, all the dam that came out of the Beis HaMikdash that was flowing to the fields in Nachal Kidron needed the farmers to make a payment. V'nimkarim lezeva. It had to be purchased in order to be yotze midei me'ila. The question is why. So most Rishonim learn because there's me'ila midrabanan. There's an interesting idea of me'ila midrabanan. The Gemara in many places seems to have a problem with the idea of Me'ilah Midrabanan. It's very interesting. The Gemara in Me'ilah, a number of places, says, Me'ika Me'ilah Midrabanan, very interesting. To have an Istrabanan throughout Shas, the Gemara came out and never answers. But when it comes to Me'ilah, interestingly enough, the Gemara asks all the time, Me'ika Me'ilah Midrabanan?
I have to say in the Torah, because if you learn, like the Parnu say, that every Issa Darabonon is only an Issa Gavar, that you're going against the memory, that you're not, that it's not a acceptable sort of thing. Me'ila, by definition, is only b'shogeg. It's very hard to say that by the rabbonim's, you did something against the rabbonim when you only do a b'shogeg.
It's interesting, the Nesivus. The Nesivus says no such concept of b'shogeg by the rabbonim's. It's Nesivus, correct?
Like I mean, like I remember, he acts because it's not a korban, because he moved it. So from the door of the man, it's not a mokim, or a kar, it's a korban, kar, it's a korban, it's a korban, it's a korban, it's a korban. So it's so posh, it's not a korban, so it's a bad in this place, it's not a mila de rabbonim.
So Tysus's problem is, how come the Gemara doesn't bring this example? When the Gemara says "Umi ika mi'ila midrabanan," the Gemara because yes, there is, and it brings examples. It doesn't bring this example of Nachal Kidron, of the blood that's nasa mitzvos lachatz rika that the farmers have to pay. So Tysus gives a lot of different reasons why. There is a shitas Reb Chaim in Tysus that says it must be because even la'achas shenasas mitzvosai, there's an iser mi'ila midraisa. So let's continue. Mavur Mishnah Yuman and Chesma Beis De Elu Ve Elu Hainu Ben Dama Pnim Ben Dama Mechitzanim Yoytzin L'Nachal Kidron V'Nim Karim L'Gananim U'Molim Bahem V'Kosvu HaTaisviz V'Psachin Chav Beis Amal Altar Mas U'Molim V'Yuman and Tesma Beis Amas Gehu U'Bekam Makoim Mois Dim Ilu Zu La'achar Shiyotzin L'Nachal Kidron Shach Nachsiz Mitzvasai Hirak Midrabana. The problem is the Ram Hichus Me'ilah Perek Beis Halachi Yud Aleph seems to say not. When we divrei Rabbim Kan Nira Demolim Min HaTorah. Interesting, there seems to be the Shita that even La'achar Zrika, there's Me'ilah Midaraisa. How could that be? The Raiva disagrees. The Raiva Ba'asogas Kosov She'enu Ela Midarabanan. Because if La'achar Shinasis Mitzvah, how could there be Me'ilah Daraisa? Vayen Taisas Yumasham, Shmevi and Das Rabbeinu Chayim. The Acher Sheyotzo Nachal Kidron Molim Bo Min HaTorah, and he gives a reason. What is Reb Chaim in Tysus? What does Tysus say in the name of Reb Chaim? He says an interesting idea that there's Me'ilah Midaraisa. Why? The Habezdin Magdishin Isai. Bezdin wanted to sell the blood, so in order to facilitate the sale of blood, they said we're going to be Magdish the blood. Even La'achar Zrika. So the Hakdasha of Bezdin brings it to the level of what? The level of an Isur Daraisa.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
They could have just made it up by Noah.
What the Torah means.
They could have just.
That's what they did. But it's a different issue. It's not off the card
anymore. It's not me. They could have.
So what is it? Bezdin was Makdish. I wonder what that means.
Bezdin Hefker. They could have taken the Hefker Bezdin. They take it.
Medical advice.
And then they.
Okay, so does it mean it went from Ilo of Kutcher Mizbeach to Milo of Kutcher Medical advice? Is that what it means?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like that.
But anyway, it's interesting that he feels that if Bezdin says, you know what, we're makdish the dam again, it creates a me'ilah midaraisa. So very important machlokes. There's a farmer there that's utilizing the dam. He's doing a mice. The dam is coming out. He didn't make his payment, and he's going ahead and he's plowing with the dam. He's utilizing the dam. Does he have to bring a korban me'ilah? So there is no, by Dinei de Rabbanon, you cannot bring a korban, correct? Because Rabbanon cannot be Machayev your korban, because that's Mevi Chulun Lazar, right? Yeah. How do you know that? The Rishonim at the beginning of the Dorim, correct? Kol Kinuya Nadorim Kinadorim. So it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish and Yudam and Aleph. What does it mean, Kol Kinuya Nadorim Kinadorim? Meaning, you're supposed to say Midaraisa. Dover zeh osur alai ke korban. But Chachamim said, if you say dover zeh osur alai kainim, you don't use the proper word korban, kainim, konech, all those kinuyim suffice for saying dover zeh osur alai ke korban.
It's a yad.
It's a kinu, it's not a yad, it's a kinui. Be careful. So the Gemara says, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Loshan Nochrim Hem. that konem works because it is the form of korban in a foreign language. Resh Lakish Amar Lashon Shabadu Bo Chachamim. These work because these are phrases that Chachamim deem as being good enough for a neder. So Tosfos says that halacha of Resh Lakish can only apply by nedarim and not by nazir. Because since by nazir there's a havas korban, Chachamim cannot impose or create a havas korban. Because Chachamim have no koyach to bring a korban midrabanan, because Eimei v'in chulun la'azara.
But there's a shita that chulun la'azara is on the rabbanon.
What?
There's a shita that chulun la'azara is on the rabbanon.
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, shochet chulun ba'azara is machloikes, right? The Gemara, that same Gemara in Pesachim, by Chizki and Rabbi Yavol, says, what's the nafkamina between Chizki and Rabbi Yavol after four blood? Hashochet chulun bazar. Well, it's Issa Doraisa, it's the Rabbanon, correct.
If it's the Rabbanon, the Chacham can say this.
Hey, Mamro, okay, right.
You know, they can say, bring it.
But I'm just saying, there is this idea that even though Chacham have a tremendous kayak, they don't, doesn't seem they have a kayak to be mechayev you in a korban.
How about a shlomim? Why can't they bring a shlomim?
I'm calling it a korban me'ila. In other words, what's the idea of me'ila midarabanan? Me'ila midarabanan cannot be mechayev you a korban. So it's an unbelievable nafkamina. You have a farmer that's being mael in the dam of Kachim. What is it? Is it just an Issa d'Rabbanan like Tosfos? Or the Rambam and Reb Chaim and Tosfos seem to say it's Issa d'Oraisa. Big nafkamina for korban. Once again, that Bez Din and Beis HaMikdash has to paskin, right? Vayein Tosfos Yomer Shom Shmevien Das Rabbeinu Chaim Da'achar Shuyotz L'Nachal Kidur Molim Bo Min HaTorah Da'habez Din Makdish Nosei. We have to try to understand what that means. Taisa does not like that there's an Issa d'Oraisa. Kofi Anira that Rabbim Sfir Lekein Bezvachim and Vavim and Alp Mevina Taisa B'dur Maschul Hu Gamkein Divrei Rabbeinu Chaim V'dochu Dvarav. So it appears there's this interesting machlokes. Whether Bezdin can take something that's Yotzei Midei Me'ila and impart or imbue in the dam enough kedusha to create an Isser Me'ila Midaraisa.
What makes you say there's no Chi of Karbon on that? Because if it's better advised, there's a Chi of Karbon.
Yes, but that's because it's Me'ila Doraisa. I'm saying if you hold the Shita, that Me'ila is only Me'ila Midarabanan, so there would be no Karbon.
So why can't the Chacham make it a
Could.
If I could be Magda Sam to better advice and then there's a meal of carbons, why can't doesn't do that?
So that's a Shita Reb Chaim. That's Reb Chaim and Tosfos. They could.
But what did they do?
What happened here?
So how do you argue with Reb Chaim? I don't know they did. Maybe they did.
But it doesn't belong to them. Why does it belong to Bezdin? Why does it belong to Bezdin?
You said half to Bezdin, half to... Did you say that?
I'm just saying that.
I don't have to look at Tosfos more.
I'm just trying to say
I have to look at Tosfos more carefully.
I want you to answer that.
But I can look at Tosfos more carefully. I don't think Tosfos is arguing on Reb Chaim and the Rivers arguing on the Rambam because they can't. It's because they don't think that's shot in the sugya. Meaning, when it says, Ma'alim la'achar n'shir yotzo n'achar kidron, just the machlokes and how to learn the Gemara and how to learn the sugya.
Okay.
That's what, but I don't think Mitzvah Sfar is Machlokes.
They went till here, not
to I'm right. Arguing that it's not Nasa Mitzvah. Nobody says
no, everyone says Nasa Mitzvah.
And everybody holds Nasa Mitzvah, so we come to Yitzhak.
That's the first Gemara.
Yeah, I understand. So what's the other choice? The other choice is they were Maktish. That's all. Yeah, that I understand. I'm looking at another choice.
That's not what, no one says that. It's a nice Sfar, but no one says that.
It's
mere
an
agdishim,
but it's
mere
och
tefa mitzvah,
she
eshul tisa tzakomot.
That's also
an agrabon.
The moment of
the Torah, where there's
a little base there. It's finished.
The
Rabot, the Rabot, the Rabot, the Rabot, the Rabot, the Rabot, the Rabot, the
Rabot,
the
No.
So, by the way, a footnote says another very interesting nafkamina. What about the dam la'achar zrika before it goes out to Nachal Kidron? So, if it's like Reb Chaim, they're makdish the dam. There's meila even while after zrika before it goes out to Nachal Kidron. But if there's interesting, if it's only meila midrabanan. Ain goes from Zeros be Mikdash. So the dam, while it's still in the base of Mikdash, before it goes out to Nachal Kidron, you can't make a gzeir on that. Because midoraisa nasa mitzvasa. So another nafkamini between whether it's doraisa or dorbanan might be, what about the dam la'achat zrikim before it gets drained down? That's the footnote, interesting footnote, okay. Let's just do one more ice and then we'll finish. Ve'ein mayalim b'kachim izbech rak b'kachi Yisrael. Aval b'kachim izbech shogayim. Av chenodrim nadarim mandavas hainu olos. Kamosh kasavti la'el. Mikol makum ein mayalim b'hem min ha-toyra. Aval os lehenos b'hem min divrei sohrim. Kein pasak ha-rambam kam perik hei alach ha-tesvav. U'paisak ha-rabshim b'shasti lan tamura b'ezim ha-bez. Vayein kesav mishnah sham. Hatam de Poisek Yerub Shimon. So, you know, we all get excited. Vahavio Simal Har Kachi Vesemachtim Beis Tefilasi, right? Right, who comes? All the nations come. Any person on the earth can bring a korban. Saya Jew, Saya Goy. How do we know that? Because the Lashon in the Pasuk in Amor is Ish Ish. Why does it say Ish Ish twice? L'rabos of the Kachovim. An Oved Kachavim can bring a korban. He is limited in what korban he could bring. Correct? It says like this in Emor Chaf Beis. Daber el Aron v'lbanav v'kol b'nei Yisrael v'amart alim Ish Ish mi Beis Yisrael. The second Ish is the Rabos that Oved Kachavim can bring a korban. U'min ha'ger b'Yisrael asher yakriv korban alachol nidreichem chol nidreichem. It has to be a nether and a dova. A guy can bring a korban, but it has to be a neder and a dova. It's a machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim Memhei. What neder and a dova? The Gemara also at the end of Zvachim. Whether Gaim can bring a shlomim, but for sure they can bring an oila. Okay, for sure a guy can bring an oila. The question is that korban oila that a guy is makdish, is that korban oila that a guy is makdish subject to me'ila? So, it's Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi in the Mishnah in Zvachim Mem Hei Amin Aleph. Reb Shimon says that a korban of a guy has no din me'ila. The Gemara Mem Hei Amin Aleph says, Manolon, once again, Chet Chet Mi Truma. By Truma, it says, Kadshe B'nei Yisrael. Ma but Truma, we say that it's only Shach by Yisrael. So to me'ila, is only Shaykh by Yisrael and not the korban of a guy. That's the Gemara's limud. But the Gemara says, Bamedvarim, we're even according to Reb Shimon, where is there no me'ila by a guy when he's makdish a korban? But when he's makdish lebedek habayis, there is me'ila on the hekdesh of a guy. Why? Because the Gemara says the whole mocker is truma, and truma is kedushas haguf. So only by Kedushas HaGuf do we say that Me'ila is limited to a Jew. But Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, that's not Kedushas HaGuf, then Me'ila is not limited to a Jew. It's even by Hektash of an Akum. So another Halacha Psukah. Is there Me'ila by the Hektash of a guy? So by Kachar Mizbeach, there is no Hektash, there is no Me'ila by Hektash of a guy. But by Bedek HaBayis, there is me'ila by hektesh of a guy, based on the fact that it's a limud from truma.
Why do you need a limud? I mean, you can say it just a svara. Even when a guy is makdish to bedek habayis, it's not the guy's mon anymore. It's bedek habayis. He's being bold. What hektesh owns? But a korban, even kachim kachim, mon is it still has shaykh to the person who's makdish it. So the reason by animal like kutche kachim mizbeach, what the tarla a guy's mon is no me'ila. But Kitcha Bedek HaBayis, it's nothing to do with the guy anymore. It's owned by Hektish. You're being muddled in Hektish. You're being muddled in the Gizbar's money now. I don't really need a limut. I mean, the Gemara says, obviously, but I'm not sure. Because it seems to be a star difference.
Okay, but that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that only because you compare it to Truma. That's the Gemara.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.